Environmental activists from across the Wasatch Front seized on Congressman Chris Stewart's town hall as an opportunity to rally for air quality. As chair of the House Subcommittee on the Environment, Stewart has recently questioned the science behind the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's new regulations on ozone pollution, issuing a subpoena to release the data and suggesting that the policy is driven by a partisan agenda. That's angered those who want cleaner air in Utah, like Carl Ingwell, who organized a protest at the state capitol last winter calling for more pollution control.
Chris Stewart's attack on the EPA and peer-reviewed science has the potential to do our airshed insurmountable harm. And we're here today to let Congressman Stewart know that we're not going to let him do that. This is not Chris Stewart's state. This is our state, and this is our congressional district, and we believe in science.
Stewart insists that he's not challenging the science.
We're not disagreeing with the science because we haven't seen the science. You spend a lot of time and a lot of money looking at these things. Before you create regulations that'll, you know, cost $90 billion or more, just show us the science.
Stewart says that he does try to represent his constituents, though it's challenging in a district that stretches from Salt Lake City to St. George.
There's people on the left, there's people on the right, and there's, you know, a bunch of people in the middle. And we do our very best to represent all of them. Sometimes these folks will agree with me and sometimes they won't. The one thing I can promise people is I will always listen to them.
Stewart points out that he's holding 15 town halls across Utah. But as it turns out, not everyone would get a chance to speak at this town hall. The event was held by the Greater Avenues Community Council in a library meeting room with a capacity to hold about 100 people. There were many who couldn't get in, like Susan Stewart of Glendale, no relation to the congressman.
It's packed in there, so all of us that are out here that are wanting to speak are not going to get in there to voice our view. We are not happy with his position.
Deanna Paredes was hoping to ask Stewart questions about immigration reform. The House is under pressure to pass immigration legislation before the end of the year.
I just think that events like these are just crucial in getting to know where representatives stand as these efforts are being conducted nationally. And it's just a shame that, you know, we couldn't ask him questions about that tonight.
For those who did get into the meeting, there were questions asked about immigration reform as well as pollution regulations. Stewart invited those who didn't get a chance to speak to schedule a private meeting. He promised he would not turn anyone away. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.